Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Boy, it must be tough to be Riley Green, because people are arguing whether or not he's hooking up with Megan Maroney or Ella Langley. And if I'm Riley Green, I'm like...
Win-win. It's probably neither. I think the girls are in on this, kind of just like perpetuating that whole rumor, because why not?
I wonder what it's like to be involved in a rumor like that, man. That is quite the love triangle, with or without the stash for Riley.
Uh-huh. So, obviously, women are, you know, crazy over Riley Green for obvious reasons. And someone who also is crazy over him is his mom. And his mom takes it all in stride about some of the things that happen at Riley's shows.
You know, I'm sure there's some things she has to kind of look away from every once in a while, like bras going on the stage or whatever it is. She's got a really good outlook on it. And I think we both can step back from it and kind of, you know, at least think that some of what we do out here is not reality. And people on the internet, things they say is a lot of times just people being funny. So she has a good sense of humor with it and doesn't let it affect her too much.
Are bras still going up on stages?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever thrown your bra at anybody?
No.
Producer Jessica?
First of all, the years that I might have even considered that, there wouldn't have been a fancy bra that I would have thrown. I know Chris Young said a woman actually came back to him and asked for it back because it was super expensive. She regretted it after she did it.
I've just never been whipped into such a frenzy. And that's the difference between men and women. Women could throw their bras. It's kind of like sexy and alluring. Guys throw their old drawers up there.
Well,
it's like gross and get the hell out of the auditorium.
What do you say? It. Good Lord.
Producer Jessica, have you ever thrown underwear at an artist?
No. I agree with Tammy. I was like, God, that's expensive. It's a good bra.
Or I happen to be wearing a bra I don't want anybody to see.
I've been experienced bra throwers. They probably bring a spare with them. And they bring like the old one they don't need anymore.
Whenever I thought about it, because I used to go to concerts where that would happen a lot, like at the most random shows.
Yeah.
And I always thought, well, do they buy a clearance one?
My thought was, is a girl does it to get attention. And I would imagine a lot of those bras have a phone number on them or an Instagram on them. Yeah. And if I was going to do that, I would buy the prettiest brand new one I could ever that a guy would look at and go, wow, that's really pretty. Because who wants to throw a gross one? No guy's going to call that number.
Buy one a couple sizes too small. So like around, so
it's
they
like
think
the
you're a lot skinnier
size.
Than you are.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to make a new habit of it. Bring an extra pair of drawers with me and just toss it on stage. Here you go. Woohoo!
Girl wants a guy's underwear.
Women get lauded for it. Men get shown the door very quickly. I will always welcome a chance to listen to the fabulous voice of Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, you will.
On this show, on any show for that matter, no matter what song she's singing, especially when she's singing the new number one song on the country iTunes chart.
Yeah. Her name is Elizabeth Nichols. The song is called I Got a New One, and Kelly did this on her show last week. This song is just too much.
My boyfriend and I just got in a fight. He said he doesn't like what I'm wearing tonight. He's losing his mind, it's too short, it's too tight. Who are you trying to impress? I don't tell him what to wear or tell him what to do. And if I ever did, hell, he'd blow a fuse. He should be grateful that I look this cute. He said it's me or that dress. So I went and got a new one. And his name
so cute. Kelly Clarkson covering a new artist named Elizabeth Nichols. So, I mean, what do you think Kelly covering a brand new artist does for someone like Elizabeth Nichols?
I know. It's going to increase things huge. I mean, she already has a ton of followers, and it's the most viewed TikTok video right now. She's from Kentucky. She's absolutely adorable. She's as cute as Kelly Clarkson.
Easy.
And she is. She's just a little bit younger. But if this song is any indication of Elizabeth Nichols' future, I think she'll do just fine.
I'd be curious to see just how many followers Elizabeth Nichols has now than she did before Kelly Clarkson covered her song last week on her show.
She's up almost 100,000 followers on Instagram and 100,000 on her TikTok account.
There you go. Behold the power of Kelly Clarkson.
Well, plus it's a great song. I love it.
Kelly does such a good job with it. You know, there could have been something there.
You have a girlfriend.
I know, but Sam's told me when Kelly Clarkson comes calling, I got a hall pass.
You do.
Yeah, because Sam knows cold hard facts.
Kelly Clarkson not going to
There's no way in hell that's going to happen. I've thrown out enough signals.
Yes, you have.
All denied.
I mean, you don't want to look desperate now, John.
That ship sailed a long time ago. I'm holding out hope that Kelly's downloaded that free Audacy app. After all, she's a mom. She likes a deal.
Sure.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. We spell it because it's a made-up word. Maybe Kelly Clarkson has that app, and she's listening right now. Hi, Kelly. Paul Pass. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Matt's in Lakeside. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing real well. Thank you, buddy. Hey, Matt, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, get out of the studio, please.
All right. Good luck.
Matt, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy. All right, Matt?
Yes, sir.
Haley Steinfeld married NFL quarterback Josh Allen over the weekend. What team does he play for, Philadelphia, Seattle, or Buffalo?
Buffalo.
Mykelti Williamson, who played Forrest Gump's best friend Bubba in Forrest Gump, says he's never been to a Bubba Gump restaurant because he's never been, quote, properly invited. What war did Bubba and Forrest fight together in?
Vietnam War.
Anderson Cooper just had a birthday this week. Who does he co-host with on New Year's Eve every year on CNN?
Ryan Seacrest.
Coco is California's most popular Pixar movie. Coco is based on a young boy who, despite his family's generations-old ban on music, dreams of becoming an accomplished musician like his idol, Ernesto de la Cruz. What is the boy's name?
Miguel.
After Taylor Swift regained control of all of her music Friday, the Spotify streams of her first six albums doubled the same day. How many original records has Taylor released?
13.
Let's get Tam back in.
I feel like that number is significant with her.
That's a good point. Let's see if you're right. Matt, what you got going on today?
Just work and then maybe going to Renegade tonight to see some friends.
Attaboy. Do a little partying after a hard day of work. Nothing wrong with that.
Don't forget the tots.
Of course. And the mini corn dogs.
Yes, mini corn dogs and tots.
Sounds delicious, actually. Matt did 3 out of 5, Tam.
Nice job, Matt.
Haley Steinfeld married NFL quarterback Josh Allen over the weekend. What team does he play for, Philadelphia, Seattle, or Buffalo?
Josh Allen. Is he Buffalo?
He is a great Buffalo Bills quarterback. Matt knew that. 1-1. Mykelti Williamson, who played Forrest Gump's best friend Bubba in Forrest Gump, says he's never been to a Bubba Gump restaurant because he has taste. Oh, I'm sorry. Because he's never been, quote, properly invited.
Have you been to one? I never have.
No, I don't know. I shouldn't say that. I've never.
What?
They're fantastic, and they give you Forrest Gump trivia while you're at the table. Like, the waiters will come up and be like, who wants to do some Forrest Gump trivia? And the food's actually really pretty, really decent.
I don't think the food is really pretty decent as much of a review.
Oh, my God.
I don't. All right, anyway, what war did Bubba and Forrest fight together in?
Vietnam.
That is right. Okay, it's 2-2. Anderson Cooper just had a birthday this week. Who does he co-host with on New Year's Eve every year on CNN?
Andy Cohen.
That's right, Andy Cohen. Matt went with Ryan Seacrest. 3-2 Tammy. Coco is California's most popular Pixar movie. Coco is based on a young boy who, despite his family's generations-old ban on music, dreams of becoming an accomplished musician like his idol Ernesto de la Cruz. What is the boy's name?
Oh, I shouldn't. Oh, dang it. I've only seen a little part of the movie.
Boy's name is Miguel. Matt knew that. 3-3. And finally, after Taylor Swift regained control of all of her music Friday, the Spotify streams of her first six albums doubled the same day. How many original records has Taylor released?
Wow. Original. 16.
She has 11 original records. Mm. She has 15 if you count the four re-recorded records. And she has 19 if you count the four live albums as well. Matt didn't know either. He went 13. So today we finish with a tie. 3-3. Unfortunately, Matt, for you, all ties go to Tammy. So none of her money, but a great prize, pal.
You are going to see Brad Paisley, Walker Hayes, and Abrianna this Saturday night, Gallagher Square at Petco Park.
Fantastic. My absolute favorite.
All right on, Matt. Well, enjoy that. Have a wonderful time at the show. And we appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Go Padres.
Go Padres. Thank you very much.
Nate Smith is going to have to be quiet, really quiet. The entire month of June, he has been ordered complete vocal rest to protect his voice, to protect his livelihood, let's be honest.
I mean, the only way we're going to hear him for this month is any music that you've downloaded or purchased.
Vocal rest scares me, first of all, because of what we do for a living.
Yeah.
But also, it fascinates me. I mean, does it mean you can't sing? Does it mean you can't talk, period? Because this could become a very serious thing, especially for somebody who uses their voice for a living.
It's something that most people have never been taught unless they went through vocal coaching on how to sing. And there's a huge part of the population, of everyone. We use our voices incorrectly. I remember when I lost my voice and I had to go to the doctor to figure out what was going on. And the first thing he asked me is if I grew up with brothers. I was like, what? And I said, no. And he said, because the tone of the way you're talking, it's, he said, I see it a lot in girls who had brothers because they have to be louder and more assertive to be heard.
So he said you're a loudmouth.
Yeah, he did.
Ah.
But I had to learn how to use my voice properly. We have Ron on the phone, John, who wants to talk about what you have to go through to condition your voice. And Ron's not a singer. He's a former drill instructor. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. As a Marine drill instructor, we have to go through a voice coach also because you've got to learn to be able to project all day long talking to 80 people in a formation so that they can hear you. And you also have to learn how to go badger without losing your voice.
Yeah, that's so a great point. And it's so true that you can actually learn how to make your voice loud and, you know, authoritative without stressing out your vocal cords.
Yeah, because you got, there's a big difference between talking to people, instructing them, and then like everybody knows a drill instructor going badger on an individual. You got to be able to control that.
First of all, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you.
Second of all, can I ask, I've got some questions about what you do. Are you still a current drill instructor?
No, I was a drill instructor back in 1980.
Okay, so when you are a Marine and it comes to the attention.
I'm still a Marine.
Yep. That's not what I meant. When you are starting off as a Marine and you're figuring out what you want to do within the Corps, is it your decision to become a drill instructor or does somebody approach you or recruit you, for lack of a better word, to say, I think you'd be a good drill instructor. Let's get you started.
Well, as you advance in the military, you have to do what they call a B-billet. And a B-billet is either recruiting duty or recruiting duty. And I did both. I sent you to boot camp and then I was there to meet you. No, not the same people, believe me.
Okay. When you learn how to use your voice, what is the process of that?
Well, it's learning how to talk from your diaphragm and how to project it out, because you've got to be able to do that all day long and talk to, you know, 80 people, 80 to 120 people all day long without losing your voice. That's why a lot of the older people in the military have got such raspy voices. Because they didn't do it properly.
Yeah, correct. You can tell you did it properly. Your voice is very, very strong. Didn't you ever have a headache after you're done with that long day of drilling?
Yes.
I bet.
Sometimes, yes. It served me well later on because when I was on the Marine Corps Mallet Color Guard, I had to be able to project what we were doing over the crowd of the, you know, I mean, we did the Rose Bowl Parade. We did Ronald Reagan's inaugural parade, you know, and people had to be able to hear me. as we were doing this.
Yeah, it all comes from the gut, doesn't it?
Can I ask another dumb question, possibly? But again, I'm fascinated by all of this. Because of your vocal training, because of your breathing from the diaphragm, I imagine you have very strong lungs as well?
Yeah.
So are you a great swimmer?
Well, technically, I was a water safety survival instructor.
So yes, the answer is yes.
You know, I kind of want to make you give John some instructions in your drill instructor voice.
No, he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to.
I can do whatever I want. I'm out of the Marine Corps now. But, you know, it's just going into it. Getting on. What you doing there, boy? Come on, go on. Let's go. And that's all you got to do.
Man.
Did you just pee a little, John?
I think I just maybe.
Oh, that was just drilling people.
I would get in line. That is for sure. I would be getting in line. Brian, again, thank you for your service. We appreciate you. Thanks for the education, too. That was really
cool.
Interesting.
No problem. Y'all have a blessed day now.
You too, pal.
All right, bye.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've been on the air for years saying how fathers get the shaft on Father's Day, and I still continue to stand by that. If you need any proof, just try to book a Mother's Day brunch the day of Mother's Day. They'll laugh you right out of the state. However, you'll have no problem getting a table on Father's Day. That said, I need to amend that statement a bit. Usually, fathers get the shaft on Father's Day. Not with us, though.
Nominate your dad for a Father's Day meet and greet with Scotty McCreary. Yeah, you're going to meet Scotty McCreary, but meat, the stuff you eat, is also part of this. One grand prize winner is going to get a brand new Weber grill from the grilling store at Hillcrest Ace Hardware and a cart full of meat from Fraser Farms Market.
You heard that correctly. A brand new Weber grill and a cart full of steaks.
Mm-hmm. So you go to KSON.com, click on the Father's Day meet and greet, nominate your grillin' dad, and every day we're going to have qualifiers. Everyone who qualifies gets a pair of tickets to KSON's All-American Summer, Saturday, June 14th. That's a week from tomorrow.
The day before Father's Day.
Scotty McCreary, Ban Perry, and more. Plus, if you are the grand prize winner, you're going to get to hang out backstage with Scotty McCreary. Maybe you can get to his best grilling tips if you'd like. And you get the brand new Weber grill and a shopping cart full of meat.
I can no longer in sincerity say that dads get the shaft on Father's Day, at least not from this radio station. Mm-hmm. Oh, from dads everywhere. God bless KSON. Sign up your dad right now at KSON.com. And dads, it's okay to nominate yourself. I'm giving you the green light. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Tammy, Jesse and Poway is joining us. Jesse and Poway scared the crap out of me yesterday.
Uh-oh, what happened?
So, hi, Jesse.
Hi, good morning.
It's rare that I go back to the old hood, Rancho Bernardo, anymore. But yesterday, I had to take my girlfriend Sam to pick up her car. She got some work done, by the way, at ACM Auto Body and Paint.
Nice.
Home of the ACM Awards that we had last month. Anyway, we were close enough to RB that I wanted to take her to my favorite Thai food place.
Okay.
Place called Charm Thai. In a strip mall. Very unassuming, very awesome, and an unbelievable lunch. Well, Sam wanted to jump into the bakery next door and pick up some things. I take Roger the puppy back to the truck, and Roger jumps in, and I hear a voice coming from a truck pulled up, and I didn't know what it was.
You thought someone was going to yell at you for something again? Maybe give you the finger like before?
I thought I was being yelled at. And
no grace.
I said, I'm sorry, what? And it turns out it was Sweet Jessie from Poway.
I was geeking out from the car. I was geeking out from the driver's seat of my car. I rolled down my window, and I was, like, flabbergasted that, like, I saw my own little celebrity sighting in RB on my lunch break from Poway as well.
She's talking about Roger the puppy, by the way.
Oh, Roger as well. I saw Roger, I saw John, and I've only seen you guys up on stage at concerts, never, like, face-to-face. Totally geeked out. Highlight of my day. Nerd moment.
Wow, that was it was not nerdy at all. It was charming. It was very nice.
I called my mom afterwards, my husband, one of my kids. It was great. Wow. Yeah.
Did you say I had my own little celebrity sighting?
Yeah, tiny. Yeah. Very lowercase.
It was like I had to like geek out when my 15-year-old was little, she thought like you guys were like my friends because I talked about you.
Oh.
Like people that I knew, even though you were on the radio. It was great.
Well,
we are your friends. We are people that you know. Clearly, they scared the crap out of me in a parking lot yesterday.
I was like, don't leave. I thought you were leaving, and I was like, I have to really hide.
I was wondering, oh, my God, did I forget to pay my check? I didn't know what was happening. And, of course, because I'm me, the only thing I'm thinking of is, come on, Sam, hurry up and get out here so you can see someone who recognizes me.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say thank you for letting me have my own geek moment, for letting me meet my own big, giant Sammy, the local celebrity.
That's very cute.
That's very charming. Thank you. And again, thank you for being so darn cool.
Have a wonderful day.
You too, Jesse. Thank you. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show, roaming various parking lots throughout North County on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Going to La Mesa. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, John.
Melissa, would you do me a favor, please, and kick Tammy out of the studio?
All right, Tammy, you got to go.
All right, good luck.
Melissa, I've got five pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you will get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also, Melissa, all ties will be going to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Jimmy Fallon hates that some people don't like him. Jimmy is the host of The Tonight Show. True or false? The Tonight Show is the longest running talk show in the world.
True.
Mariah Carey is teasing a new album. What is Mariah's biggest selling single of all time that goes to number one every year?
All I Want for Christmas is You.
Miley Cyrus has an amazing answer for why she does not have her own beauty brand. Quote, I'm not a makeup artist. Miley played Hannah Montana on TV and in a movie. What was the name of the Hannah Montana movie?
Oh, goodness. I'm just going to go with Hannah Montana.
The Gibson guitar that Michael J. Fox plays in Back to the Future has been missing since 1985, the year the movie came out. What is the name of the main bully in Back to the Future?
I don't know.
And finally, Justin Bieber shared a cryptic post on social media recently, blasting, quote, the audacity of telling other humans they deserve something. What Canadian city is Justin from?
I don't know that either.
All right. Let's get Tam back
today
in.
Today is not my day.
Who knows, Melissa? Maybe it is. We'll see how Tam does. What you got going on this weekend, Melissa?
Hopefully going to, Brad Paisley?
Well, you're going to Brad Paisley. Not to ruin the surprise, but you got that covered. And we'll get to that in a little bit. We'll see if you have some money to bring with you. Melissa today did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Jimmy Fallon's a lot like all of us. He hates that some people don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy is host of The Tonight Show. True or false? The Tonight Show is the longest running talk show in the world.
I'm going to say false.
The Tonight Show is the longest running talk show in the world. And Melissa guessed true. So it's 1-0 Melissa. You see, Melissa?
All right.
All hard on yourself. Tim, Mariah Carey is teasing a new album. What is Mariah's biggest selling single of all time? It goes to number one every year.
All I want for Christmas is you. Sorry.
Yeah. Not sure where that came from. 2-1, Melissa. Tammy, Miley Cyrus has an amazing answer for why she doesn't have her own beauty brand. Quote, I'm not a makeup artist. Miley played Hannah Montana in TV and in a movie. What was the name of the Hannah Montana movie?
Hannah Montana the movie?
It is Perfect. Hannah Montana the movie. Sorry, Melissa. Melissa just went with Hannah Montana, so I couldn't give it to you, unfortunately. 2-2 now. Timmy, the Gibson guitar that Michael J. Fox plays in the Back to the Future movie has been missing since 1985, the year the movie came out. What was the name of the main bully in Back to the Future?
Oh, Tammy, you know this. You can hear him say his name. Come on. It's right there. Oh, God, it's right there.
Should I knock on your skull and go, hello, McFly? Hi. Biff.
Biff.
Biff Tanner. Melissa didn't know either. Look at this, still tied at 2. And finally, Justin Bieber shared a cryptic post on social media blasting, quote, the audacity of telling other humans they deserve something. What Canadian city is Justin from?
Wow. You know what? I don't know. So I'm going to have to guess. Shame on me. I'm a believer, too. I'm going to say he's from Vancouver.
Of all the cities in Canada, you picked the incorrect one. He's from Toronto, other side of the country. All right. Today, Melissa, y'all finished with a tie. Look at that. 2-2. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but you're going to get a great prize.
Yes, you will be going to see Brad Paisley, Walker Hayes, and Avriana at Gallagher Square at Petco Park this Saturday night.
You see, Melissa, we told you you'd be going.
That's right. I'm excited. Thank you.
Have a great day. Have fun at the show tomorrow, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSOM.
It's Friday. And I want to know, John, because I haven't had this busy of a weekend in a while. What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, well, I got a pretty busy weekend myself planned. Okay. Got to take care of some maintenance, though, first. I ran into the leg of my couch 2 weeks ago. It took a big hunk out of my big toenail. So I need to go to see, how should I put this, a foot specialist.
Are you going to get a pedicure?
Yes.
That's okay. But when you said maintenance, I thought maybe you were taking, well, you know, your Toyota Tacoma in for service.
No, I'm taking my toe in for service. We've all done this. You stub your toe so badly that you're sure that your toe, if not your entire foot, has been amputated.
Yeah.
And then you look down, and most of the time it's nothing. But this time there was a, you know, I won't gross you out, but my nail needs attending.
Okay.
And I just figured, well, I've got 9 other little piggies that might need some attention too. So what the heck?
Let a pro do it.
My girlfriend Sam and I are going to go get some pedicures and maybe some gelato.
Well, that sounds lovely. Actually, that does sound really good.
This is my life. And you know what? I got no problem with
it. Okay, good for you.
If you're going to mock me, guys, for having a pedicure, ha!
No, they're brilliant.
Let me take a look at your claws, and I'll show you my gumball toes, and you tell me what your lady likes more.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Wow.
You know?
Don't get defensive. There's nothing. Every man should get a pedicure.
Thank you.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you. And how about you? You bragged up your busy weekend.
I haven't had something to do every single day.
In a good way or a bad way?
No, in a good way.
Okay.
So tonight, I'm going with a bunch of girls to go celebrate a girlfriend's birthday at Sequan Casino Resort.
That's great. Sequan Casino Resort. Make it yours.
And can't stay out too late, though, because I have a 10 a.m. stretch class with my husband.
Very
That's
nice.
A Saturday date that we had standing, and the last few I've missed, and I've hurt his feelings a little bit on that. And Saturday night, my husband and I are going to Brad Paisley at Gallagher Square, Petco Park.
Not just Brad, man. Yeah. Walker Hayes, Avriana, too. It's going to be an unbelievably great show, which you can still get tickets for, by the way, at KSON.com.
Then Sunday night, I'm taking my husband on a dinner cruise on City Cruises, and he knows that part of it, but he doesn't know who the special guest is.
Go on.
It's Captain Sandy from the reality show Below Deck is one of the special guests, and we became huge fans of Below Deck, and he has no idea. So I'm excited to surprise him, as long as I can keep that a secret until Sunday night.
You haven't told my girlfriend about that, have you?
She's
a huge fan of that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I'll just say it. I didn't know about it.
Okay. The only reason I'm talking about it now is because my husband's still in class at the gym, so I know he can't hear this.
Okay.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have said anything. Because you know, John, you think I can't keep a surprise. So far, so good.
Okay, well, you just kind of blew it now.
No, because he's not listening.
Nobody tell Kurt.
Yes, don't tell Kurt.
Don't tell Kurt. Have a great weekend. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.